now, it's just been announced that the synthetic drug HHC is being made illegal. The announcement was made by the Minister for Health this lunchtime. This means that the import, export, production, possession, sale and supply of products containing HHC is now illegal. Joining us is Professor Bobby Smith, Chair of the Addiction Faculty at the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland and Clinical Professor of Public Health and Primary Care at TCG. Thanks for being with us. Before we get to your reaction, can you remind us what exactly is HHC? Because it's been in the news a bit lately.
Yep. So HHC is a drug that was arrived on the scene about 2 years ago at this stage. Generally, it's sold in vape format. What's unusual about this drug is that you don't buy it from a dealer on the street. You can go into a shop and buy it. It's been sold legally. It's a chemically modified version of one of the natural chemicals that occurs in the cannabis plant, and basically has effects pretty much the exact same as THC, which is the active drug in cannabis.
So why then do you think this move today is important?
I suppose as psychiatrists, we've been concerned by the problems it's been causing for our patients. So within our adolescent addiction services, we've seen a steady increase in the number of presentations of HHC addiction in adolescents. And then within our acute mental health services, we've seen a growth in the presentations as severe as drug-induced psychosis. So HHC has become the second most common cause of drug-induced psychosis in Ireland, and that's second to cannabis.
As you were saying to us, it's a synthetic drug. So I suppose what's to stop the next version of HHC or something very similar to it being made tomorrow and hitting our shelves in a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, that's the one thing that has us a little bit nervous about the decision today. So while it's good to see some action finally, basically there was two sort of legislative or justice-based options to deal with this. One is the Misuse of Drugs Act, which bans specific drugs, which is the option that's been gone with. The second option is the Psychoactive Substances Act that was put in place by Dermot O'Hearn and the government 15 years ago in response to the head shops. Mm-hmm. And that piece of legislation makes it illegal to sell all psychoactive drugs. So we're not entirely clear as to why that legislation wasn't used months ago. We do welcome in the statement from the minister today, she's talking about having a review of the legal avenues to respond faster and more effectively to this type of threat in the future. And we'd certainly welcome that and like to be part of that conversation to see if we can have a more nimble, proactive response next time.
Professor Bobby Smith, thank you for being with us on the News at One.